There'll be many of those stories that will come to light over the next few days. And someone who was lucky enough to spend some time with Her Majesty just very recently is Peter Volandis, the boss of Rugby League and Racing in New South Wales. Peter Volandis is on the line. A very sad morning, Peter.
Extremely sad. She was a beautiful human being, and I was very, very fortunate and lucky to have had lunch with her in June this year. And look, she looked pretty healthy, and her mental state was amazing. She was as sharp as anything, and like, it's very, very sad, and I was quite shocked, actually.
So can you break that day down for us a little bit? Did you go to Royal Ascot first, or did the lunch come first? Just give us a bit of an understanding of what unfolded that day and what you got to see of the Queen.
Well, no, the lunch was at Windsor Castle first before the race meeting at Ascot. And tradition is that she rides the carriage down the straight of Ascot with her lunch guests. I was fortunate enough to sit next to her at lunch, and, you know, it was quite surreal. We walked up the stairs at Windsor Castle, and we were just standing there, and next thing you know, Prince Charles comes out of the left-hand corner and is as charming as a prince is. And then the Queen came, and when the Queen walked through, the whole room stopped. It was just like... an angel came into the room. It was quite unbelievable. And then, to my amazement, I was actually sitting next to her, and I spoke to her for nearly an hour and a half. And me being me, I threw a few barbs at her, and she gave as good as she got. And that's the thing that I really remember the most about her was her mischievous sense of humour and her wit. It was amazing. But the story she told me that really touched me and sent shivers up my spine is, I said to her, "Where did you get the love of the horse?" I said, why are you so fascinated by horses? And she said, "My father, King George, owned two horses. He wasn't big into racing, but it was tradition that kings have horses. And one day he said, 'Look, I've got to go to the races.' And he took me with him, and she was a 16-year-old girl. And she said she touched the neck of the horse, and it felt like velvet. And it said, I just had a bond between myself and the horse to the point where I didn't wash my hands for 3 or 4 days. And from that day on, I was just in love with horses. And it really came through that she just had a massive passion for the horse and horse racing."
And when you're sitting next to her at lunch, are you nervous? I mean, I know that you're used to being around powerful people, but are you intimidated in that situation, or did she have an ability to make everyone feel calm and comfortable?
Look, she did have that ability to make you feel calm and comfortable, because you look underneath the table and there's two corgis looking at you, so immediately you're pretty calm. And I wasn't sure if it was the royal etiquette to feed them or pat them, but they were there. And look, she's just a charming lady, and she just made you feel... And she said that I reminded her a little bit of her husband, being of Greek tradition, and the fact that he used to, you know, trade barbers with her as well. So I think she enjoyed that I treated her normal and didn't go through the pomp and ceremony that, you know, was just having a lunch. And I tried my hardest to be normal and just to absorb as much as I can from her. And look, as I said, an hour and a half felt like 5 minutes.
I know that this has only just happened in the last few hours, but have you given any thought to how the NRL might be able to honour Her Majesty or indeed the races this weekend?
Oh, I think we should. I mean, she was one of the persons in my life that I wanted most to meet. And as I said, I was lucky enough to meet her. And she, you know, normally when you meet people that you really want to meet, sometimes you get a bit disappointed. But with her, it was the complete opposite. She was an amazing human being, an amazing leader, an amazing queen. And the least we can do is honour her in rugby league and in horse racing.
Thank you so much for coming on and honouring her this morning, Peter Volandis.
My pleasure.